This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour, 2016 edition. That's still kind of cool to say, isn't it? What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we're mighty blessed. Not only that there are a lot of ears that are leaning towards the radio, whether it be tuned to 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, or AM 1100 The Flag, the patriotic 50,000-watt blowtorch of the Red River Valley, or KTGO at 1090 radio. They're in northwest North Dakota, and folks covered from Watford City to Williston and on over to Tioga, Stanley, Newtown, Minot, and, of course, KLTC and Dickinson as well. But also the fact that you're a wise bunch, and we appreciate you very much, as we approved last hour as well, and calls and suggestions still coming in, and I wish we could govern in this country with just a sliver of good old-fashioned Northern Plains common sense that I get the honor of hearing day in and day out here on this radio program. It's really darn fun, so appreciate you all very much. We are brought to you this hour by our friends at Polar Service Center, and there are now two North Dakota service centers expanded to Williston, North Dakota, right by the Ramada Peterbilt Highway 2 west, just off of Highway 2, just west of Williston, rather. Also in Killdeer, top of the hill. Can't miss them on Highway 22. They're over in Billings as well. They have two North Dakota locations. You need anything bumper to bumper, they're doing it. For a lot of folks, taking care of a lot of fleets right now. And these folks know what they're doing. They've been around since the 40s as the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, Minnesota company, but expanded their services in North Dakota recently, so check them out. We'll tell you more about them later on this hour as well. Tom Fryer is here from the North Dakota Family Alliance, and we're going to do something I promised shortly after hearing the news that Enoch Thorsgaard passed away right before Christmas. And we're going to give Enoch a little tribute today on the program. He would not be happy. I would tell him to talk to Tom, is what I would say. Talk to Tom. His idea. But he wasn't one for you know, any kind of spotlight. He didn't. In fact, the first time we were up there for a Top 10 Town tour in Northwood, you know, we were celebrating things that were going on in Northwood, but so much of what happened in Northwood connected back to Enoch. So, but he didn't, you know, when I tried to talk about him, he's like, we're supposed to talk about Northwood. So then I, you know, after that visit, had managed to convince him it'd be a good idea to do the show from the feedlot. And I had said, I want to bring the show back up here and just talk about your operation here, because he was showing me about this incredible operation. How many cattle do you have? 5,000 cattle?
Well, 7,000 at one time.
Yeah. And just, you know, incredible. And I think recently, if I'm not mistaken, it was 4,000 and then like, you know, 1,500 calves or something. And
cow-calf pairs, right?
Yeah. So just incredible. The numbers up there. I mean, it's legendary. Especially for that part of North Dakota, just not known as feedlot territory. So, you know, that in and of itself was interesting to me, and he was giving me a tour, and I was asking all these questions, and I said, I just got to come back up and learn more about this. So Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance and I headed back up there in August. And, was it August, wasn't it?
August, early September, August.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Earlier this year, and did the broadcast. I have some excerpts of that we're going to play for you on the air today in the way of a tribute. But he was really uncomfortable talking about himself. But he is one we ought to remember. I have a 2016 resolution in my, you know, my gray years. I'm getting a little smarter about this. You used to have lists, you know, and all this stuff, you know, 1 through 10 and everything else. I'm just going to try and be better, okay, at a number of things. But I've coined it to just be better. Okay? And one way to be better would be to follow in the footsteps of an icon like Enoch Thorsgaard. And one only need read his book, and you can find a million ways to be better.
and compare yourself to that. And so, you know, we lost him at 89 years of age here right before Christmas.
98.
Well, 98. Yeah, what am I saying? I said 89 earlier. Yeah, 98 years old. You know, darn near 100. Right. And so it's a good time to you know, reflect on a life well lived in so many areas. So today is a chance in this hour to give tribute to a great North Dakotan in Enoch Thorsgaard. I don't know where to begin, Tom, but what would you say? What stands out most about Enoch?
Well, a number of things, but first of all, I think just what you said, I think a legacy is what we all will leave behind. And now Enoch was blessed with 98 years to develop that, others not as many years. But I really feel your legacy is what people will do as a result of knowing you after you've passed away. They reflect on you and they do something. It's not about passing on whether it's your bank account or land or anything else that you can physically, possessions, give them. But what will people do as a result of them knowing you after you've passed away? And I think that's the great thing about Enoch. He has touched so many people in so many ways. And as we look at the book, you talk about being a humble person, but then reflecting on that, I have to do some things better. One place in the book, he just talks about how he made a journal about what can I do different and better. And it just listed like 50 different things that he put down every day. Here's what I'm going to do better this year, next year. Always looking to learn and become a better person, but always being humble. So just a great individual to model ourselves after, and his legacy will live for many, many years.
If you have a question or comment about Enoch, and he met many folks over the years, and had some legendary years in the, legislature, 69 to 81, I think the years were, and part of the Heritage Foundation, Heritage Center, rather, and getting that off the ground, very instrumental in the North Dakota Family Alliance, just wanted family values to stand and have a voice, and fought tirelessly. So I know there's a lot of folks in our audience that have an Enoch story or two. Feel free to call us. Welcome your calls, and you can add to this as well. And as I say, we'll Tom and I are going to talk a little bit about him and also play some clips from that conversation we had with him as well. From the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Steve is on the road at 800-228-0550. Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, I got to know Enoch, about 14, 15 years ago when he was a young guy in his mid-80s. But what an inspiration, what a heart for other people, what a heart for the unborn, what a heart for our society and marriages. But, you know, I'm at the point where a lot of people I know are starting to talk about retirement, and I am kind of on the Enoch mode where Enoch was on charging around every day. And one day I called his home to talk to him, and I got his wonderful wife, Madeline, on the phone. And she said, Enoch's not here. And this was about 4 years ago. Enoch's out planting trees today.
Planting trees.
Planting trees. And from everybody that knew him, knew that this is a guy that every day was carpe diem for Enoch. Every day was seize the day. Every day was do the best you can and bless people. What a legacy. What a guy.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, well, just reflecting on that, Steve, you know, Enoch really began his time of serving on the board with North Dakota Family Alliance long past after many of us would think about retirement. When you mentioned retirement, he didn't start with that cause when he was in his mid-40s or 50s. He started in that cause when he was in his 70s. When we would think about retirement, he was just starting out in building and supporting this organization today that really supports the family. So you're right. We shouldn't be looking at retirement, although, as you know, I am looking a little bit at retirement, but maybe just a little different phase of it. Thanks for your call, Steve.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. 98 years old. I forget if it was a son or grandson. It was a son that told me after the prayer service that he loved people. So it was an adventure for him every day to meet people, to talk to people, to, you know, and his point, his son's point was, you know, if you love people, then, you know, you just love life. You just love getting up saying, hey, who am I going to meet today? Whose story am I going to learn more about today? You know, to give him that kind of energy to last to a 98 where you don't think about retirement. You don't think about, and he had a routine too, didn't he?
Yes.
Just got up every day, you know, pray, breakfast, pray, back out to the feedlot. I mean, working hard.
Yeah, and in his book, he has a chapter, chapter 7, people. He just lists the people and has talked about so many of the people that he was interested in meeting and working with, something that would benefit them, not for his own benefit, but for their benefit.
We have had on this program the honor of giving away a couple of Enoch's books, so much so that actually the response to the show that we did with him where he said, hey, you want to give away some books? Go ahead. Just did it kind of off the cuff, and we were just inundated. Never had a response like that to any one program. Tom has secured a bunch of books, and we're going to tell you how to get those before the end of the program, too. Play an excerpt of our conversation with him that happened recently as well on the ranch, and advice coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Faith, family, and freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square, standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience, standing for our time-tested traditional family values, standing for freedom in America, one nation under God, standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
On the road again, and we will be later this week, Frisco, Texas. Broadcasting Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Looking forward to that as the Bison and the drive for five continues. Can you believe it? Unbelievable. In fact, you want to. This is funny. If you want a ticket, and just say I need a ticket. I want a ticket for the Vikes this weekend in the NFC playoff versus Frisco. They're more expensive for Frisco. The Bison ticket will cost you more. The high end on those is about $440. The high end on the Vikes is $300 and some. Lowest price ticket you can get for the Bison games, just under $100. And you can get a Vikes ticket for like $70. So they're more popular than the Minnesota Vikings, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty amazing. I know, Todd, you are stuck manning the fort. But we'll be thinking of you.
To.
Yeah. You and Manny will be hanging up back here.
Yeah.
Taking care of things.
You will not be thinking about us. Don't lie.
Yeah, I will. A lot.
You won't,
yeah,
liar.
Yeah. Heedalls has it, right? When I say that, you instantly know what I'm thinking. Hey, you got a part for a 1968 Chevy Nova in the tail? Yeah, they got it. Heedalls has it. They have the part you need. That's what's made them famous. But they also have something that Dick Heedall loves to celebrate, and that is people. The folks that you've gotten to know over the years, some have been there for literally, you know, a generation, are just amazing. The amount of families and connections and years of folks have worked at Heedall's. Great people at all their locations. Travis Ketterling's in Mandan. He's been there about a decade and has an interest in fixing cars as well, and many of them do. They just have a passion about it. Many of them ASE certified as well. In fact, Travis has four of them. The automotive parts specialist, engine repair, test brakes. I mean, he is all lettered up with ASE tests, and many of them are at Heedalls. And they love taking care of their customers, building a relationship with people. The customers are family to the team members at Heedalls. That's what's great about it. If you go see Travis and Mandan, make sure you ask him, by the way, about that 68 Chevy Nova hot rod. Loves fixing that one up. That's dandy. Heedalls has it. Tell him Scott sent you. Back with Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance. A tribute today to Enoch Sorsgaard, who died recently at 98 years of age. He has a book called Enoch's Saga. If folks want a copy of that book, Tom, how can they get one?
Well, they can go to our website at ndfa.org. They can give us a call. They can email us at admin@ndfa.org. Get to us, and we will send you a book, and all we'd like is not necessary, but what we'd like is just a small donation of any sort just to cover the handling, postage, and things like that. But we'll get that book to you as soon as we can. I was recently in Northwood, and I understood that Enoch had quite a number of books, and somebody said maybe even a pallet. Well, what's a pallet? Well, then I talked to the grandson. He said, no, we have two pallets. So it appears that there are a number of books, and they are very much interested in seeing that those books are distributed, that we can benefit, all of us can benefit, really, from the insight and the inspiration of Enoch. So
that's the way that legacy can live on.
Absolutely.
It is great. And we've gotten a couple of emails here already. John sent a note here from Bismarck and others. We'll forward those on to Tom if you do send them to us. Otherwise, you can admin@ndfa.org.
is the email. And then if you go on our website, you'll see all that information as well. We've got a pane up there that says, if you want Enoch's book, click here. That's as easy and simple as it will be.
All right, ndfa.org for that. Or to call you at what number?
701-364-0676.
Here's a call Enoch took when he was on with us recently when Tom and I were up at the farm. Go ahead and roll that. Mr.
We run a couple cows here and stuff too, you know, and you know, back there, well, I'm from Tennessee originally, you know, and I kind of come up with the nickname the Tennessee Cowboy. And you know, I just interested in cows. I mean, if I could do anything for a living all day, every day, it'd be running cows, you know. But what's it like running, you know, and having that many head around and stuff and being able, you know, being able to manage something like that?
Oh, it'd come easy when you just start small. I started with 20 cattle and you just gain a few all the time, and I would have no trouble handling a lot of cows.
What did it take? Because I started here. I got 21 cows. I just got started here last year with some cattle of my own. How hard was it to go through all that to get where you are today?
Well, it came easy for me. I don't know. Just increase a little all the time, I guess. But if you make some more money, you can buy some more cattle, I guess.
Start small and just keep building on it, huh?
Yeah, but you always have to have a niche. You have to have some little advantage over everybody else. You got to either be in the location where your feed is cheap, or you have to have cheap pasture, or you have to have cheap labor, or cheap something. It's a competitive world out there.
You told me once that you were curious. You were always curious. You always wanted to know why things worked the way they worked, and that helped you too in business, right?
Well yes. You have to always be. That's one thing I always look to find. I always found somebody who was successful in the business, and I traveled to a lot of feedlots, and you find somebody that will mentor you. That's the big thing.
Isn't that something? I mean, and this is part of his legacy living on.
Yeah.
In all of that, it's pretty profound. I mean, again, here's a guy who thinks it was easy to get to 7,000 head of cattle.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think one thing, once again, going back to the book, he talks about just the simple way of analyzing and doing what is right in regard to that business situation. Being frugal, and you mentioned it, not a lot of concrete in his feedlot, and using things. And then, of course, I think many have heard the story of him making a deal with Simplot to bring the potato waste from the French fry plant to use for his cattle. Really, he points to that as what kept him afloat when others were going out of business.
That's a great story. So Simplot has a potato processing plant up in Grand Forks. They send a lot of potatoes to McDonald's, for instance, and whatnot. They have waste that they have to get rid of. It goes into a lagoon. It smells the town up, right? It's a big, very difficult thing to treat and expensive and everything else. So he cuts a deal to get their waste. Now, they stopped giving him their waste, even though it was solving a huge problem. He takes their waste. Right. They don't have to pay to process it anymore, right? Now, they don't have to pay to get rid of it in the lagoon and everything else. But they said, basically, Enoch, you're 98. What happens? How are we going to know your kids and grandkids are going to keep this going? So they put it, I forget, he told me how many millions they had to put into a new treatment facility because they couldn't guarantee that he'd take it forever, even though his solution was a lot better than theirs. And that's Simplot. That's J.R. Simplot.
Simple.
Yeah, again, back to Simple. I mean, this book and his life is packed with common sense. It really is, and just great ways to go. I mean, and this is, I don't know, to me worth setting aside the norm, if you will, and just spending a little time with someone that has that much to offer, because the legacy can live on. It soaks into all of us. More coming up on a special tribute with the North Dakota Family Alliance today on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Our mission is we're here to save lives and prevent injuries and deaths at work. It's on the roads, and it's also in our homes and communities. So it's not just about workplace. It's about things you're doing at home. Hundreds of people in North Dakota, they're dying from these preventable incidents. I know last year alone, the traffic fatalities was 135 in North Dakota. You know, the workplace deaths was 38. These statistics, they may talk about what incidents are happening, but, you know, behind every statistic, it's a person. And that's what it's all about. Every single one of those deaths, it's a person, and it's a family that's been affected. And, you know, it's people who are neighbors. They're people we know. There's, you know, that we work with every day. And that's part of our mission, is getting people to realize that safety is about getting you home to your family safely every single day and night.
For more safety tips, training, and information, visit ndsc.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I mentioned one of my 2016 resolutions is to be better, and I want to be more like Enoch, and that'll follow with being better. One of those things was that advice on being curious, and you said earlier, Tom, just simple things, right? Like, the guy who called to say, can you give me some advice? Well, it's simple for me. Just, get a few cows, and then if that goes well, get a few more. And, being curious is not something that, you pick that up in the, first grade, right? Kindergarten. I mean,
He was born in somewhere around 1917 or somewhere in that era. And, of course, folks that grew up during that time and then on into the 30s with the really tough times and so forth, they became very conservative and needed to take care of what they had, didn't splurge. And I think that was evidenced in his operations, not only in the cattle operation, but, he had a lot of businesses in Northwood itself.
Yeah.
I think the...
tells a lot of those stories in the book.
Yeah, the station...
Bayview Petroleum there.
Out there has been going for 50 years.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Here's Enoch on his ranch from our interview. Our tribute to Enoch Thorsgaard continues. Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance with me, and I was very curious about the ranch. It just, 7,000 head of cattle. How do you get that to this feedlot that was not a traditional feedlot? And probed a little on that. And here's a little bit about what he told us. Enoch, it's great to see you. How are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good.
You're always good. You're always sunny. You're always, bully for the future. So I'm not surprised that you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. You remember that little tour you gave me a while back, a year or so ago, of your operation here, and I said, would you ever have us back to do the radio show right here? And you were gracious enough to have us. So we finally got it done. So thank you for having us today and allowing us to disrupt your routine today.
I'm glad you're here.
How old are you?
98.
You're 98 years old.
Yeah, I was 98 last March 30th.
And I'm 50, and you have more energy than
Well, I don't know about that.
I can't believe it.
I didn't check my cows this morning.
Why not? Too busy getting for the radio show?
Well, I was worried I might get stuck out there helping a calf or something, and I'd better stay here. But every morning, I should just take a trip around, check all the calves, and not all of them, but some of them. We got a number of pairs out, and it's good to check them. Some things happen sometimes if you don't see them.
Well, I was trying to count this morning on our way in here, and I think I lost count of like 3,000-4,000 head or something. How many heads of are there out there in this feedlot?
Well, what all told, I suppose it's about 4,000. I got 1,200 pairs, and then last year's steers, of course, the last year's calves, some of them are still here, and then a bunch of feeder cows. We try to keep about that many all the time because we get all this feed coming in all the time. I can't let that. I got to have some cattle. I have a little less than I used to, but this is the time of the year we just start buying cows. There haven't been any moving. Just yesterday I started, bought a few.
Well, it's a sight to behold, and in this part of North Dakota, you don't often come on, cattle operations or feedlots like this. How have you done this? How have you survived all the years?
Well, that's why we're here, because there's just so much feed. We're close to Grand Forks, so we get a lot of, so much waste feed. That we all these years, we've had potato waste from Semplot, and then now, of course, we got a couple trucks hauling beet tailings all the time, which is from the sugar beet tailings. And then there's a lot of processing plants in Grand Forks, barley processing and bean processing, and they all have screenings and waste and stuff. So that's why we fit a niche here, and that's why we've expanded that many cattle to me. Well, we had to have 6,000-8,000 cattle at one time because we were getting so much waste of potato from the potato people, and then we just had a I had to sell some to farmers around the country, deliver some because we have to take care of their waste when it comes there.
And that's really, that's where you pioneered in this industry, by using that waste, right?
Yeah.
And nobody else has done that or thought of that, right?
Well, some have in the years past, but feeding cattle is tough. Most people go out of business after a while.
Tough business. And every feed, I've not been to a lot of feedlots, but where I have been, I've seen a sea of cement. You don't have much, you have a lean operation here, not a lot of cement. Tell me why that is.
Well, a lot of guys spend their money putting up feed, pouring concrete, and then you wouldn't have any money by cattle. So we've got a strip of concrete along in the feed bunks, but very little concrete. And we have one electric wire separates a lot of the feedlots. Sometimes we feed on a cement slab on the ground, and only one electric wire keeps the cattle in. And it works. We have had trouble in a real bad storm that they crowded against the wire, but very, very seldom.
Amazing. And even that simple thing on concrete.
Right.
What would you rather buy? Cows or concrete, you know?
Right.
Unreal. He had a great love for the North Dakota Family Alliance as well, and I asked him a little bit about that in his next cut. How about the North Dakota Family Alliance? Why did you think that was important? Talk a little bit about your efforts there.
Well, that started with the North Christian Coalition. See, what happened one night, Ted Koppel interviewed Pat Robertson, and he gave him all the credit for some political victories because of that organization. And so, and I thought North Dakota is a small state, and we should be able to be quite influential. And so I just one evening I called up an old friend, Jens Tenepes, asked him, "Do you know somebody I can call? I can start this." I didn't have one person, and I just started calling people blind, and then when we had the Republican convention, we had an announcement, we had a good bunch of people came out, and then as time went on, when Ralph Reed kind of went out of the picture there and kind of quit, and North Dakota had an organization in Bismarck. It was really work with homeschooling, and they were in trouble. They were quitting, and so we just shifted our people to that. That's how we, and then we later on became involved with the folks and family, and then we're calling North Dakota Family Alliance, right?
Yes, and since 1987, Scott, that's how long the current form today, we've become known as the North Dakota Family Alliance, and Enoch was a part of that.
And why was that important to you? Why was it when you said, we need to do something, talk about what you were concerned about, what you saw. Well, this is back in 87. Now, we all look at the family as being, unfortunately, a institution that is under great stress right now today in 2015. But this was, you're talking about you saw this back in the 80s. Why?
Well, I thought a political climate wasn't just what I liked, and the homeschooling board was having problems, and the Right to Life people, and they all needed kind of to get together. I guess it's.
Yeah, so Enoch was in the So Enoch was in the legislature from 69 to 81, and obviously this is now mid-80s, mm-hmm. but he's taken this on.
Yeah, so he saw what was happening, and that's the foresight that he had to understand that there was a need for an organization like this. And it's interesting to look at the correlation between what the mission of the North Dakota Family Alliance is today, strengthen the family, protect our family values and our religious freedoms, and Enoch's life and his family. The faith was the bedrock of Enoch and his family, and he translated that into values, family values, whether that's from the fruits of the Spirit scripturally or the Ten Commandments, obeying and so forth. And then that made a strong family. And that made that makes good citizens. So why should the government be interested in an organization like North Dakota Family Alliance standing up for these things? Enoch could see that. And good citizens make for a good state and make for a good country. And that's what we're still doing today, and we're just pleased that Enoch had that foresight years ago to begin all of that.
The day we were actually at the in Northwood at the feedlot was also a talk radio town hall day, and Congressman Kramer called in, and the two of them had a brief exchange as well. So let's play part of that.
I'm happy you're there, Kevin. Remember, you helped us in North Dakota Family Alliance several times, and you taught me a lot of things there, but. Remember, you told us how to get funds and how to do that and everything else.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of good discussions. It's been fun to hear you.
I can't tell you, Enoch and Tom and Scott, how valuable the North Dakota Family Alliance is to lawmakers and policymakers that are pro-family, pro-traditional values, pro-life. How valuable you all are to us as resources and encouragers and prayer warriors that stand with us in the gap. I can't encourage you enough.
Well, thank you.
Nice little exchange there, too, with Kevin Enoch. You know, he actually, somebody got up at his prayer service and talked about there was a trip with, you know, whatever the Christian Coalition or the Family Alliance, I forget what it was called at the time, was down to two members, and they went to Bismarck to say, we got to revive this. We got to get it going here. We got to crank it up. I think it was the Christian Coalition before it became Family Alliance. And so that's that was obviously a very important part of his legacy as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I think I have to remember myself and remind myself of how much of an encourager he was. I remember about maybe 18 months ago, Enoch gave me a call and he said, you know, I'm not doing quite so well as much. Don't have as much energy left as I used to. And so maybe I
wonder why at 97, right? Yeah.
I should maybe step back a little bit on my obligations on the board, on the NDFA board. And I said, well, think about that. So I was a little bit concerned. So I think I called him, or maybe I went up there. But at any rate, at the end of the conversation, he had told me about the fact that he spends X amount of times on his exercising machine, watching television, and he said, do you do that? Do you exercise? You should do that. And then he talked about something else, and before it was over, he was encouraging me, and I thought I was going to be the one there needing to encourage him when he wasn't feeling quite much energy as he used to. So, just a great man.
There's a lot to learn from that man and that legacy. That's why we're celebrating it today with Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance. When we come back, he compares today's enemies of the United States to those of World War II and previous wars. Stay tuned for that when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, and that helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Mm-mm-mm, is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and two cookies. All four of those items for only $4. 4-for-4 every day, all day. PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? A buck off any ice scraper. And $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for $1. Big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each. Or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, chicken and Swiss for just $1.99. 1.5 liter bottles of Ice Mountain water, only 99 cents each, too, at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I want to keep my word and tell you a little bit more about my friends at Polar Service Center. Now in Williston, so if you're looking for some truck repair, you'll know where to point the truck. They do it bumper to bumper now. It's not just the trailer. It is bumper-to-bumper service in Killdeer and also in Williston. And in Williston, you'll find them out by the Peterbilt shop, which is by the Ramada, Love's Truck Stop. We're talking west of Williston on Highway 2. Best place to find them at the Polar Service Center location right there. In Killdeer, they're top of the hill, Highway 22. $15 million in their inventory. And there's simply not a tank part that they don't have. Whatever you need. In tank parts to top brands and industrial hose. They're also in Williston, and they do tank washes in Williston and Killdeer as well. But, I mean, they do truck hydraulics and now bumper-to-bumper service and repair, truck and trailer. Bottom line, you're pumping crude. They got a pump for it. You push need to push sand off the trailer. They got a blower for that. You want to push water or vacuum water onto the trailer. They got a pump for that and a hose to carry it through. So PolarServiceCenters.com to find out more. 10 before the top of the hour. Okay, I promise this. We are celebrating the life of Enoch Thorsgaard today. And before we're done, we're going to tell you how Enoch's saga, his book, can be yours. So you can live this legacy too. But 98-year-old cattle rancher, Northwood, North Dakota, passed away just before Christmas. Tom Fires here from the North Dakota Family Alliance. I don't know. I don't remember how we got on this, but if it was a caller or what, but we asked him a little bit about, you know, the threats we face today. I mean, think of the threats a guy who was 98 seen in this country. And he compared today's threats with previous threats, which I thought was interesting. Roll that, Todd, if you would.
What are your memories of the beginning of World War II? Do you remember when it became apparent to the world that Hitler was becoming a monster?
Yes, I remember that very well. It was very difficult, although I was just starting farming, and I was very close to going, but because I was already farming quite a bit of land and quite a few cattle, and so whenever my number came up, I was exempted. But it was awful.
Do you remember thinking that this is literally a world war? This is, you know, either they're going to win or we're going to win. I mean, what was going through your mind?
Well, yes, it was often we thought that we were on a losing side. I mean, it was several times that it looked awful, and it was just a miracle that Eisenhower was able to turn the tide there.
How about Hitler? What do you remember thinking about Hitler at the time and about what he stood for?
Well, it was hard to realize how one man could have that evil ambition, and how he could accomplish what he did was a miracle. It's unbelievable. And I took over a man after the displaced. I mean, one of his soldiers when they were in the camp with his children, and he still loved liquor. He still loved Hitler. He was here for several years, listening to the radio before he realized that Hitler was a problem. That's how indoctrinated these people were.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Now, what I'm curious about is obviously that was a time that you have a frame of reference on, and we're at a very different time, post 9/11 world with the, you know, Al Qaeda, ISIS, and other battles. Do you see us having every bit the enemy we had in Hitler now, today? How do you compare those battles with, you know, with what we did and won in World War II and the Cold War and what we have now?
Well, this is almost worse, because we don't know who the enemy is and where they are. And I think this is worse than Hitler's day, as far as I'm concerned.
Do you worry about it? Does it, I mean, as a father and grandfather and great-grandfather, I mean, is it in a businessman?
Of course, I got 30-some grandchildren here, and it doesn't look good, but I don't know what we can do about it. I guess I hope we get a man that will lead the country now and can turn it around, and I'm sure they can.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about, obviously, all the different political candidates you've seen, all the different folks that say, here's the answer, I'll do this way, do you put your stock in, okay, we need to put the right person in there? I mean, is that the way you do it? Is it, I mean, what do you do with those frustrations? How do you channel them?
Well, I have faith that we will get the right man, and then he will turn it around, because it can be done. It must be done.
Well, if he's got faith, I guess we should, too.
Absolutely. And speaking of faith, I know that his faith was really the foundation, and that was the perspective that he always had. I mean, he saw the bad things were happening, but he always came back to his faith. He was very humble, understanding that he played a big part in things, but there was somebody bigger that played an even bigger part. And that, I think that's what helped him get through those 98 years.
Now, I was at his prayer service. I didn't go to the funeral. You were at the funeral.
Yeah, the funeral was terrific.
And he had some instructions for the preacher at the funeral.
Yeah, well, you have to be careful how you talk about a funeral, right? When you're smiling and celebrating and saying it was terrific. But he had a conversation with his pastor, and he said, I want a message of salvation. Shared at my funeral, just 3 weeks before he passed away. And he said, I don't want you talking a lot about me, And we know, we look at the book and we can see they could have talked forever about him.
Yeah.
But I want my kids and my grandkids to hear a message of salvation.
Wow.
And they did.
Pretty interesting. If you want the book to live the legacy of Enoch Saga, learn more about the legacy and see where it can work for you to deliver it as well. NDFA.org. There's something right on the front of the website where you can get a copy of the book. No charge, just cover postage. And or call 701-364-0676. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.